The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome, everybody. Hey, welcome to show number 42 of the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN with Stuart Howe. I am your host, Stuart Howe, and I'm glad you all made it through the week and are listening today on this November 20th, 2021. What a wild ride this world has been, huh? Well, I hope you all are doing good out there and dealing with everything all right. I am really happy to have a great guest for us today. Hey, if you're new to the show and wondering about the name White Rose, it is in honor of the White Rose Resistance Movement. They were in resistance to the Third Reich in Nazi Germany in the late 30s, early 40s. They were a group of college students, primarily Hans and Sophie Scholl, who put up intellectual and moral resistance to the Third Reich. And, you know, they were wonderful people, and they took a stand, and they put out leaflets. I recommend everybody take a look, do a web search for the White Rose Resistance leaflets that have been translated into English, because they bear a remarkable resemblance to the sentiments of standing against the totalitarian regime that we're facing now. This one is being rolled out behind this weak excuse of a contrived medical situation that we know is not what it's being portrayed as. So yeah, I love you guys. Thanks for being here. And I've got a guest today who's a really great guy. He is also a friend of Casey Whalen's. Casey, of course, has the great YouTube channel North Idaho Exposed. And so we're mutual friends with Casey. So thank you, Casey. But this gentleman is a local resident here, and he has had some reasons to stand up, and he's done just that. He's taking a stand and dealing with the reality of the situation we're facing, which is very inspiring. So I'm really happy to have Mr. Garth Gaylord with us today. So, Garth, are you on the line with us?
I sure am. Glad to be here, Stuart. Right. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for coming on. Glad to have you here, Garth. Hey, we've got a great audience here that are, you know, pretty up to speed on what's going on in the world, but I'd like for you to, go ahead and just take a few minutes as long as you want. We've got a long 20-minute segment here. And first, just introduce yourself and let people know, kind of how you got, involved in becoming aware of the situation to begin with, if you could.
Sure. I was living in the Treasure Valley, just working as a cabling technician. And I seen a YouTube video Sam Bundy put out around March 2020, that got me really concerned what was going on. I already, through my church, I kind of had a foundation of knowledge that I was a child of God and my rights came from God, and the only role of government was to secure my rights.
Garth, sorry to interrupt you there. Garth, sorry to interrupt you. You're breaking up a little bit. If there's any way to get a better signal where you are, or get up on the mic a little better.
The speaker.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Am I sounding good now?
Yeah, much better. Thank you very much, Garth.
Oh, great. Yeah, so I kind of, through the scriptures, the Book of Mormon and the Bible, and my church leaders, I learned kind of who I was as a child of God and the proper role of government, which is just to secure our rights to life, liberty, and property. And I was aware that there was a government overreach, and I became more and more concerned about it. But, yeah, March 2020, when Ammon was talking about the Governor Brad Little's stay-home order, that's when I was like, what? This is way out of line. So that's when I joined People's Rights. And you can join that, text rights to 80123 or go to peoplesrights.org to find out what we're all about. I really felt from the Lord that this was his pet, you know, a true principle that good people need to unite to defend each other's rights. And that's just what needs to happen, because I wouldn't say we even have a government. It's just lawlessness right now. They're just out of control. They're robbing our money. It's just like a big human warehousing corporation. Anyways, I have very little confidence in our justice system, in the legislature, in our governor. I think there's too many agencies that really shouldn't exist.
Became aware, you know, that you were being called to stand up a little bit against that initial push for a stay-at-home order. And what transpired to get you actually active? Were you a member of peoplesrights.org then, or did that happen subsequently? Or, you know, how did it sort of unfold that you kind of started, getting together with other people? What was that process like for you?
Well, yeah, it started with that YouTube video with Ammon Bundy, and he was inviting people to come get together. And then I heard news about a Idaho's Open for Business rally held by Health Freedom Idaho, and Ammon Bundy spoke there. That's when I kind of first heard his stories, I was very interested in that, and I was all for the just staying open and just claiming our rights, even if this pretend government didn't like it. So I met Mario Perea, and he's the one who really introduced me to peoplesrights.org and said, hey, this network, we're all trying to unite to defend rights. I was like, oh, sign me up, man. So I just started going to all these people's rights gatherings. I've met some amazing people through the People's Rights Network, and I just started supporting them, like, with our activities. I was down in the Treasure Valley where we were protesting the Central District Health when they were trying to pass tyrannical mandates over four counties, just a little board of unelected people. So I was involved in that, and then our friends were getting arrested and going to the court, so I just would go to their court dates all the time just to support them. And then, of course, I went to court with Ammon Bundy, and when Ammon Bundy and Aaron Von Schmidt showed up for court, they wouldn't wear a mask, and so they were charged with failure to appear and arrested, and I guess I didn't get out of the way fast enough of these officers. They just came out in a line and started pushing people without telling us what they were doing, without giving us any warning. And then I got, a charge of obstructing officers. And then when I come back for arraignment on that charge, I got three more charges of a battery on officers and another obstructing charge just because I tried to walk into the courthouse without a mask, and I've rubbed shoulders with a couple of the bailiffs, and so they're charging me with assault.
Footage of that incident, which clearly shows that you were not, you didn't aggressively assault anybody. I believe that's on Casey's channel on North Idaho Exposed. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I also have a YouTube channel called Garth Gaylord, and I've got a lot of different videos of that. They arrested me, Lori Marr, and Paul Smith, and charged them with assault and battery, too. And mine, I mean, these bailiffs should have gotten out of my way. They were obstructing the entrance of the courthouse. But, yeah, I did kind of walk in towards them, but Lori Marr and Paul, they didn't, you know. Lori just was walking, like, moving forward a little bit with her sign, and they're saying that, you know, the prosecutor actually said she utilized her picketing sign as a battering ram and hurled herself at them in an irrational attack.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Watch my YouTube channel called Vermeer's Wackusation, and you can see kind of a close-up and video of that, where you can see they just are slamming Lori and Mara around and then push her to the ground, a bunch of these stupid officers, and then charge her with battery. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. What was it like for you to see, you know, how much of an opposition these clerks and officers are? I mean, I'm always amazed by how much they really seem to be on the side of, corporate government and not standing with we the people. Has it been at all surprising to you to see the lengths they'll go to lie and, to just be opposition? Yeah, go ahead.
It was shocking to me. It was so shocking. It was crazy to see them shove Lori Marr to the ground. I was just like, is this really happening? Like, and then just how they lie about it, they just lie straight to our faces. And then they play their little games and their little tricks to try to get you to incriminate yourself. And yeah, totally shocked. And then I went through a whole trial experience, so I got to see how the courts work and how the prosecutors play their little tricks on you, how the judges rig the whole thing against you and intimidate the jury. So it was really eye-opening to me. I think, if you haven't gone through this, maybe just, it's easy to get a misdemeanor anymore these days, so maybe get a misdemeanor and go through the trial process. And you'll see how it works and how corrupt it is. I don't know, or just maybe take my word for it. But
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've had a little bit of dealings with the system, and it's always surprising to me to see how they really go to any length to trump up, to conjure up, to gin up charges, and how ready they are to lie, and misconstrue. And, I mean, even stuff that's on video. I mean, even if it's clearly
right.
Not what, you know, they'll just go ahead and say the opposite. It's just astounding. I mean, and we don't even have to go to the lengths of, you know, Ruby Ridge or, anything, you know, really on that level. See, you know, will they'll lie and say that, you know, a nice young lady attacked them with a picket sign when it's clearly evidenced by video that nothing of the sort happened. So it's a little bit daunting to know that there are people that claim to be representing citizens, but are clearly in league with some other entity that has nothing to do with truth, justice, and the American way, as it were.
Right.
Well, so how's that?
Them for months before this happened. So these officers were were instructed, but they do it anyway. I don't know why. I guess just for a paycheck or whatever for their job. I don't know.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think some of them, I mean, if you look at the way that they posture, as I'm sure you've noticed, when I've been, wherever I've been, standing up against, the powers that shouldn't be, they seem to enjoy the thuggery. You know, a lot of them really that really bothers me, because, you know, it's one thing to be a strong, tough alpha male, you know, in service to your community or your country or to God on the battlefield, or even standing up against criminals. But to just have the need to be a tough guy pushing people around like you seem to be doing over these mask mandates is just, it's just appalling, you know, to see what's going on here, and then to widen the scope to see how that same dynamic is taking place in places like Australia and Great Britain. It really shows what we're up against. Have you seen a lot of the footage or any of the footage coming out of Australia or New Zealand or Great Britain or anywhere in Europe that shows these same, you know, type of officers, basically battling against the citizens of their own realms?
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of that. Ron Paul Liberty Report was playing some of that, how police officers are walking through, like, clothing stores and just, like, asking people to show their vaccine proof or whatever. And, it's outrageous how, and I've seen the videos in Canada where they're arresting the pastor and just beating people over this stuff. I've seen a video of a guy being thrown headfirst into the ground because he wasn't wearing a mask in an airport. I agree that these officers seem to like to an opportunity to use violence, and to, you know, they train on this stuff, and so they're probably anxious for a chance to rough somebody up a little bit. And the bailiff who arrested me on May 7th with Lori Marr and Paul Smith, he kept a hold on my wrist. You know, I wasn't resisting. I was going where he told me to go. But the whole walk, he kept cranking on my wrist and causing me pain. So that really shocked me, is how he brutalized me afterwards. I even got it on video, and I've shown it to the judge. I've put and others, but they don't seem to. Of course, they're not going to prosecute that guy.
Upsetting. Well, you know, on the flip side of it, tell me a little bit about your journey. I've had a bit of a journey, you know, on my own, getting to know organizations a little bit, like People's Rights. I've been to several meetings down in the Rathdrum when I was living in Coeur d'Alene, and a few up here in Bonner County, Area 1 North, and just how great it is to have good-hearted, family-oriented, like-minded, you know, rule of law, you know, appreciative people. What has that been like? I mean, when you first got a hold of People's Rights, Ammon Bundy's, organization, tell people how great it is and what your experience was getting to know the other side of this, you know, the good side, to be able to develop a little bit of kinship and, camaraderie with really good-hearted people. How did that unfold for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of these, I guess getting arrested with people kind of builds this special bond. I don't know, but also that's not all we did. We had potlucks all the time, and we did protests, and so we had a lot of fun together. I got to know some great people. I was in Nampa, it was People's Rights Area 9. And I was asked to be one of the area assistants, and so that was good. I got to work with Robert Jones and Maggie Goff. They're both people that I got along with very well. Just, I loved being around them.
Awesome, yeah. They're good folks. Well, we're about to go to break. I think we're going to probably hear the music come up in a minute and go to break at about 4:20 here on Pacific Standard Time. So, or whichever Pacific time it is right now, they keep flipping it back and forth on us. But, I'm so appreciative that you've been able to come on and, you know, share with us about, you know, a bit of this process of getting to know the good people that are involved in this struggle. We're all going to have to do our part, you know, kind of stand up against this. So, we can discuss this some more on the other side of the break, but it's just really great to know that the good people are coming together and having potlucks and discussing this stuff. And it's,
yeah,
just a wonderful thing that there is opposition to this. And so we're going to go to break here, and we'll see you on the other side of the break on the White Rose Resistance Hour.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belong to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone. 'Cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
All right, all right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to show number 42 of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe and our guest, Garth Gaylord. Garth and I were talking a little bit about people's rights and starting to stand up, you know, against these whacked out mask mandates and whatnot. Garth, if I could ask, what do you think, you know, what position do you think we are now at as a society here with people kind of starting to come together and more or less a good percentage of people kind of drawing a line in the sand somewhere between the masks and the injections. I'm just going to take a wild guess and guess that you probably have not taken the injection, and I have not, certainly. Do you think this is sort of getting a lot of people to really take a harder look than they did before between the the mask mandates and the vaccine passports and all this? Where do you see that leading? How do you think that's playing out right now?
Yeah, I think it is causing people to look at things a little closer and get more involved. It sure made me concerned. I think there is some distrust of, of what the government and the media has been pushing, for sure. And people are feeling kind of like bullied and coerced into things they don't really want to do. So it's a tough decision on a lot of people. I think even people who do want to get the vaccine, I think a lot of them even would acknowledge that, yeah, the governments are going a little too far pushing this stuff. And people should have, the right to choose their own health care treatments. And, yeah. So,
yeah, I agree
really
with
know.
You. I agree
I
with you.
I have my little circle of people that feel the same way as me, but I don't know. I try to get to know more and more people all the time, but I don't know how people feel about it. I know other people, I was at the Kootenai County Courthouse the other day not wearing a mask, and a lot of people, everybody else was, and they're trying to say, hey, man, just put it on, There's a lot of people that just say, oh, just do what you're told, follow the rules, kind of thing.
Yeah, there's going to be a group of people that just will go along with anything and get on the cattle cars, as it were. But clearly we and a lot of the people listening to us right now are not in that group. We've got another break coming up here, and then we'll have a long segment on the other side where we can really unpack some ideas and talk about some stuff. I apologize that last break snuck up on us. It didn't have a very good volume on the music that came up, so we've got this next one coming up in a couple of minutes. But I think it's an exciting time, and I'm just so glad there are people like you and Casey and Ammon and, all the wonderful people that that we meet, that are, willing to look at this stuff honestly and address the fact that, unfortunately, there seems to be very clearly an orchestrated agenda, of corporate and government machinations, and that they are, in fact, literally conspiring and cooperating to roll out, an agenda for world control. And it's not something anybody would wish to deal with. And it does sound, in a sane world, that would be a crazy thought. But, these people are motivated by something other than the spirit of divinity. They're clearly motivated, to achieve an objective and roll out an agenda, of control and dominance. And that they seem to be just a different breed of people, the ones that are, really at the levers of control of this. And then you have the, the mindless thugs that just go along with it, that maybe aren't evil, but they certainly aren't standing up against it, and they are complicit, and they're really the ones rolling this stuff out. At the end of the day, we won't see Bill Gates or Klaus Schwab, forcing anybody to show their papers or to wear a mask. They won't be beating anybody up in the streets, and they couldn't do this without the thugs, the minions, the police and the military and whoever else they control that are just following orders. So it really is creating a big division, and it looks like we should be going to break here. Hopefully I'll get a note from my producer. Oh, there we go. There's the music coming up. So, yeah, we can talk about this on the other side. Going to break, and please join us on the other side for the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe and my host, Garth Gaylord.
truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
White Rose Resistance Hour. I'm your host, Stuart Ballard. I've got our guest here with us, Garth Gaylord. Garth, thanks for coming on and chatting with us about this stuff. So I guess moving forward, you know, what do you see happening, and what do you think is important to bear in mind, you know, for people as we try to live in the solution, you know? And I know you do that, and I know you've got things coming up. So if you could, you know, talk a little bit about what is coming up and how you'd like to see things turn out and how you'd like to see this, you know, gathering of like-minded people grow.
Goal is just to establish freedom, to establish a government that stays within the bounds of its only role is to protect rights. And so I guess one of their strategies is to get everyone dependent on the government, and then they get control. So whatever we can do to get out of the system and be independent is good. Getting with like-minded people and just teaching people is good. So we got kind of a situation with our, you know, this law enforcement, because, I mean, we can just say, okay, you're not a legitimate government, but yet they still have all these troops with guns making us do what they want us to do and pay taxes, or otherwise they're going to put us in jail and ruin our lives and all that. So we have to deal with this. We have, we're trying, you know, to make them become our friends, teach them what their real role is, call on them to do the right thing. So that's kind of what I'm doing this week. On Monday, I've got an activity going on of gathering at the Bonner County Courthouse at high noon. And we're going to, you know, confront them about these mask mandates and shutting people out of the courthouse and trying to hold them to the Idaho Constitution and the laws. Imagine if the sheriff or the police got behind us and said, they are breaking the laws. What if they actually went and arrested, you know, these judges who are responsible for this? That would be amazing. Like, that could start that would inspire other counties in Idaho and imagine if that just spread throughout the United States. It could change the world. I don't know. We need to get some of these officers to do their job. So what I'm doing is kind of calling on them to do their job. And if they're not going to do their job, then we're going to get it all recorded and expose it. Because we need to expose who are these people so we can get them out of here. We got to remove them from their positions and strip them of their power if they're just going to be bullies and they're not going to do their job to protect our rights. So, I don't know. I guess everyone just can do a little part. I'm kind of going with the peaceful resistance, you know, trying to do the Rosa Parks style thing, just because I really don't like violence. but it seems like they're pushing us to that point to where it's like there's no remedy. Because when I go to the courts, they say, oh, you need to call the Supreme Court judges. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I call them, and they say, no, I'm going to keep the order. Go to the legislature. Okay, the legislature doesn't pass any bills that protect my rights. So I go to everyone, and no one will do anything. We need remedy now. We need people out of the jails who are just there because of suspended jury trials. We need people to be able to go to the court and do their business without wearing a mask immediately. And they're leaving us no remedy. It's like they're asking us to use violence against them to secure our rights. And, of course, we don't want to do that. This seems to be the option right now is to Rosa Parks it. So, anyway, and we shouldn't be afraid. I mean, is it really that scary to get arrested or to get, you know, deal with a misdemeanor charge in the court? If you want, you can just take a plea deal and pay $150 and be done with the whole thing. Or you can fight it in court and maybe take it far and expose the whole process. It's kind of what I did. I got all the recordings and I make little videos kind of exposing the judges and the prosecutors, just how wicked they are. So anyway, I would encourage people to get involved and do that kind of thing or whatever God calls them to do to help fight for this freedom. But we have to do something and make it a priority. Otherwise, you know, we're all going to suffer and our families aren't going to be safe. Again, I just read the Ruby Ridge story in a book by Jerry Spence called Police State. It's a really interesting book, but he tells that story and it's like, no, our family is not safe when we have these thugs like the FBI and whoever is doing these kind of things to families like the Weavers. It's terrible, and we have to defend each other because they pick people out one at a time and bully them. So we have to come and support each other and make it very difficult for them to bully anymore, you know, and expose them whenever they do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in full agreement with you. And for anybody that's in the North Idaho area and able to come out, that's going to be Monday at 12 noon. I believe it's on first at the courthouse on First Avenue. Is that correct?
That's right. I hear Stately, the legal might make an appearance too.
Well, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. So, yeah, we need to.
Should be fun. We're going to try to make it pretty fun.
Yeah, Casey will be up there from what I hear, and so it will be good. I will be there personally, and so I'm just want to encourage everybody to to do whatever they can in their local area and to come together with other good-hearted, like-minded, freedom-appreciative people, to push back, because we, you know, as you pointed out, Garth, very rightly so, we are losing rule of law, and from what I understand, and please correct me if I'm wrong, our state constitution does say that, you know, all citizens will have access to the courts, and this judge's mandate or judge's order, clearly by the letter of the law, does not supersede the constitution, yet they're allowing it to supersede the constitution. So we're not asking for anything that's extrajudicial, that's outside of what's already written in law. I believe you're trying to point out this is already clearly written. This is already clearly spelled out in the Constitution that, a judge cannot override the Constitution and keep people from, coming in, especially since, it's just clearly a giant hoax. You know, nobody is pretending to believe that these masks stop the transmission of a virus, if there even is, such a, deadly plague, which clearly is not the case. Is the flu being, rebranded as a COVID-19, and they're getting all these false positives from this PCR process, which is not a test, according to the gentleman that actually invented it. It's just absolutely, it is just one fallacy and BS piled up on top of more BS, and they're attempting to compact that down and walk on it, and removing the rule of law. So, yeah, I just I really appreciate what you're doing, and we need to all kind of come together. And what would you say to encourage people to kind of move from the position that you and I have both been in the past of being aware and informed, towards moving to being actually engaged and being willing to show up for an event or to speak out when it's uncomfortable? What would you say to kind of encourage people to, follow their inner compass and to actually move from just being informed and aware to really actually, becoming operational in the opposition?
Well, I think what motivates me a lot is just, When people are abused, you can't just leave them to suffer, and we have a whole lot of usurpation and abuse going on, and so we have to maybe if things aren't really too intense for you right now, maybe put yourself in someone else's shoes and think about just how unjust it is what's going on with people. Look into things. And we have to realize how important freedom is, because liberty really is the answer. Everything will go much better if we can establish a liberty and get this pretend government to quit trying to control us and violate our rights. We need to have the rights to life, liberty, and property, and so we can survive and prosper. I mean, if we could establish this, we would prosper so well. God provided the earth with all kinds of resources. so nobody would need to go hungry or go without anything. We could have an abundant, good life. We just learn to respect each other's rights and come to defend each other when we need it, you know, because it's coming for you. Whoever is listening to this, maybe it hasn't gotten to you yet, but there's going to be a time where you're going to need someone's help, and you're going to wish you had a group of people around you trying to help you. So I guess that's what we got to do: unite with our neighbors to defend each other's rights.
Absolutely, and I found one really awesome place to be able to do that is through People's Rights, peoplesrights.org. It is amazing, you know, to feel part of that group. And I haven't had to call them out, and I have not been called to go and help a neighbor on that level. But just, you know, knowing that people are willing to come together is really a wonderful thing, you know, for more than just potluck dinners or gatherings, which has been great. I mean, it's been great to get to know, you know, people on that level. And well, maybe we could talk a little bit about that, because, you know, it's one thing to come together to ward off, you know, this evil encroachment of this overreach of government, the usurpation of rights and whatnot. But the flip side of that, or, you know, along with that, is the positive side that, you know, the minute I started to actually get out, and, you know, for me, it was back in 2006 or so, when I, you know, learned about what, you know, a bit about what happened on 9/11 versus what they told us happened on 9/11, and started to see, you know, piece together, you know, a little bit of reality. Once I got out and started, you know, meeting up with people that were willing to face the truth and learn more of the truth, it really was empowering, and it was a wonderful feeling to be moving in those circles, because it's easy to feel like you're an outlier or a crazy conspiracy theorist if you listen to the news, because of course that's how they portray anybody who's aware of the machinations of the state. So has it been, you know, really good for you? I mean, as People's Rights and other groups, you know, what has that felt like to feel empowered, you know, by a group of good-hearted people and not feel like, you know, so alone in your understandings of the world?
It's been amazing, really. I mean, I needed it too. Like, I really like Ammon Bundy. I'm grateful for what he did, starting People's Rights and those who were with him, getting that going. Because when everything locked down, like even my church, like I never thought this would happen, but my church shut down. And they were telling us, you know, just to comply with the governor's orders, don't go visit anybody in the church. And so church had kind of become, you know, my kind of a people I connected with, kind of a family in the Lord. So, and everywhere I went, I was able to find people through church that I was able to connect with. But when that shut down, it's like People's Rights became my church. I don't know, and it became like a family to me. Some of the great people that I got to know through it, Ammon Bundy, and, you know, I never met Kelly Stewart, but I would watch her videos and what she was doing in Washington to help her friends, and it was very inspiring to me. And, they became good friends. We all became good friends that are there for each other, and we play music together now. We just have a lot of fun. So, and I've been able to come up to North Idaho, and I've already, you know, through the network connected. I'm connected with some good people. So,
and are you in the Coeur d'Alene?
Yeah, I'm in Coeur d'Alene now.
Yeah, that's a wonderful town. Wonderful town. I was there for a little while before I came up here to Sandpoint, and I really liked it down there. I went to a lot of great meetings, Area 1 South down there in Rathdrum. A lot of
Casey Whalen's kind of, Casey Whalen, I see him as a brother, and he's kind of connect. I've always watched his channel and loved what he was doing, but now I get to kind of work with him doing cool stuff. It's been really fun. And
isn't that great?
Yeah, connected with me with some good people. He got me on the phone with James Freeman the other day. That's another channel that I just Lovin', who he does police audit videos, which just really expose kind of the tactics that the police use and how corrupt some of that is. And so it's just been really fun.
Yeah, networking with people is wonderful. Well, we're going to have another break coming up here, and then we'll be back for a quick close of the show. But it's been really wonderful. I really appreciate your chatting with us, Garth. It's been really good. Moving forward, I think there's a lot to be happy about, a lot to be, you know, really optimistic about. You know, we just need to stay the course and to be willing to be empowered by divinity. And once we do get out there, even if it just means being willing to be uncomfortable and talk about some of this stuff with our family or friends or coworkers, you know, we can begin to feel that that empowerment and become aware of that force working in our lives. It's a great feeling. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back for the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe and Garth Gaylord on RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're getting ready to wind down the show here. We've got about 4 minutes left, but for anybody out there who has a pen, paper handy, I'm going to give out, we're going to talk about a couple of websites, great resources for information you can go to. And on that note, RBN really is a wonderful, venue, a great place that we have here, and we need to support it. if anybody can support RBN, please do so. And there's some great websites out there. Hopefully in the last few minutes of the show here, Garth, you can let us know, you know, where people can go to support you or view any of your work. Of course, there's Casey's channel and any other websites or sources of information that, you know, you're a big fan of and can help people become informed and then engaged.
Yeah. Of course, peoplesrights.org is a good place to learn about rights and unite with your neighbors and see what that's about. There's a great newsroom on there, too, where you can read some cool stories. It's really cool to read some of, stories about the Hammond family are on there, too, with that whole situation in Oregon. It's good learning that stuff. I got my YouTube channel, Garth Gaylord. There's Casey Wayne's North Idaho Exposed. I'm also on Rumble. I'm on Facebook. And then also I would encourage people to go to VoteBundy.com. I know he's running for governor now. And so VoteBundy.com has some very interesting, it has more of Ammon's stories, some good videos on there, and his Keep Idaho plan is an excellent plan to get rid of property taxes. He's got a really, you know, I think he thought and prayed about this a lot, and he's got an excellent plan for Idaho. And I think if he gets in there, he could really make a difference where he would reduce the size and the power of the executive branch of the state government, which is really what we need. That would give the people a great advantage. So, check out VoteBundy.com and the Keep Idaho Idaho plan.
That really is a marvelous roadmap for moving forward with eliminating property taxes and taking back a lot of property that the federal government has usurped, a lot of the resources that should belong to the state. So, yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Absolutely. There's other great websites, 21stCenturyWire.com for news, the Corbett Report, anything from Max Egan or Mark Passio is also great. I would point people to. So excellent. Garth, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us. I just really appreciate you taking the time to come on with us. We're going to hear the music come up in a minute, and that will end the show. But it's just been an honor to have you on because you are a man of action. You are out there, and I will see you Monday and get to hang out and do God's work with you and Casey here in town.
Yeah, thank you, Stuart.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming on, and we'll see you soon. There he goes, everybody, Garth Gaylord. And it was just great having Garth on. So, yeah, that's awesome. Well, everybody, you know, we're going to have another week coming up, and hopefully, God willing, and the river don't rise, I'll be back with you again next Saturday for episode 43 of the White Rose Resistance Hour here on RBN. Until then, please have a great week. Treat each other well, be kind, and be strong. I love you. See you next week.
Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of a new day.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.